A solid effort by the crowd. They solid showed effort. By golly, they showed
they,
up.
They parked.
They faced the field pretty much all the time.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
That's what we're looking
you
for.
You know, they sat there with their arms folded and enjoyed themselves.
Yeah. Say that again.
Didn't want to awaken anybody. Yeah.
Well, you know, it. You know,
what,
the game plan
practice?
Was a little conservative, so I guess the crowd was a little conservative.
They're
I
out
suppose.
Of practice?
I guess so, you know.
Excuse me, I believe he threw it down to Fuller. Now, it hit Fuller's shoulder pads down there at about the, what, four?
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
That's true. Yeah, he went downfield a
few
times.
Did, so
yeah,
anyway.
But anyway.
I don't know that the crowd necessarily had a solid effort. I'd give the did Cessna give the crowd a C? I don't know. What
as far as being there.
Yeah.
No, now you all looked across at that student section. There was hardly a seat to be found. That's pretty good for, you know, the first game.
Yeah.
It emptied out quickly in the second half.
Well,
but
they
so
had
the
options.
Well, they had things to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Know.
Stuff to do.
Yeah. You know, beat the.
They were thirsty.
You know, beat the traffic.
They have beverages there.
Perhaps they wanted a red-labeled beverage, you
could
know, because you can only get blue-labeled beverages there nowadays. So.
In specimen cups. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I guess I better not go there. So, police say a 17-year-old teen was detained after he shot arrows with cell phones attached over the walls of a prison in Brazil to inmates waiting on the other side.
He was trying.
Hey, yeah, communicating. The teen was caught after one of his arrows that he launched struck a police officer in the head. He wasn't seriously injured because the cell phone was tied to the tip of the arrow and softened the impact. But nonetheless. And... what? Is this your good Samaritan effort? Is that what you do? Was he doing this as community service?
Not sure. I'd be curious as to know what his motivation was.
Shooting cell phones to prisoners behind the walls. I think it's a good idea. For the second time, not the first, but the second time, a woman from Ohio has given birth to a baby who couldn't wait and arrived on the drive to the hospital. Did I mention to you this is the second time this has happened to Christina Schuler? This was an 8-pound, 11-ounce boy. Born on Wednesday.
Good Lord.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a Christmas turkey for you.
I'm telling you.
Anyway, born on the front seat of the family's pick-em-up truck, her husband pulled over.
Did they only have two children?
Well,
I know you said that was the second time it's happened.
Don't know.
I'm just curious. I mean, you probably need to consider something beyond a pickup truck. Now, granted, you can put a lot more people in a truck these days than you could 25 years ago.
Well, and if you can put them in the bed wherever they happen in Ohio, I don't know if that's the law or not, if they can do that.
I doubt it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you just can't do that anymore.
No. The problem is, I mean, now that's not even a unique story for one of them. You know, that kind of is there sitting around going, and this little... Horatio here, he'd board in a pickup. Oh, wait. So
I was too, Daddy.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Her husband pulled over less than a mile from the hospital. The woman from Bethel says that her labor was even shorter than it was in December of 06 when she gave birth to her son, Ethan.
Sounded like the doctor needed to have the conversation that the doctor had with my dad when I was born.
That was.
Well, because I, you know, my mom went into labor in the middle of the night, but Dad decided to, you know, piddle around, and they didn't leave till about 8 or 8:30, and I was born at 9.
Oh, hello.
And
Dad just piddled?
Yeah, he just kind of piddled is all he did. He was good at piddling.
How was Mama, though, while he's piddling?
I think Mama
was she tapping
was
her
she
toe?
Painting? No, I imagine she'd go, they're getting really close.
Yeah. I really think we need to go.
Yeah. How far did you live from the hospital?
30 miles. So, you know.
Oh, well, one might want to, in the words of the governor, get on down the road.
Yeah, I mean, we were in Clarksville. We had to get to Paris now.
And
that was back in the day when it was still 55, and we pretty much showed up, got her in, and there I was.
Man,
and,
I don't want to get too specific here, but had the water burst?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't. There wasn't any car-based biohazards or anything like that.
Yeah.
But back
then they had rubber floor mats anyway.
That's right. Well, Noga had. It just washes right off. So.
Oh, we got to hope nobody's listening.
No, just take your thumb and put it over the hose. You spray
that's
it.
Right. That's right. Just washes right out. But, you know, the doctor pretty much took my dad outside and said, if you plan on having another one, get here sooner.
It'd be a better idea. Yes, sir. Okay, I understand. Well, it says out here...
tell me what I can and can't do.
That's right.
You know, it sounds like a Murphy for you. So.
The woman from Bethel says that her labor was even shorter than it was in December of 06. Now, I'm just going to read the sentence here. It says, when she gave birth to her son, Ethan, in a car, Now, is that his middle name?
Ethan in a car.
Now that could be unique.
Yeah.
Well, and this one's in a truck. Info.
Mason.
Well, that's it. It's Ethan in a car Shuler and Jonathan in a truck Shuler.
And you don't know exactly what happened in the car.
No, that's it. Took a train to play ball. Find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today. Hey, good morning. It's 620 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yes. No, I'm trying. I can't. September.
Oh, it's one of those.
Tom had a snarky comment, I think.
Oh. Yeah, I did. September 6th it is. Happy Labor Day to you if you're up.
Oh, yeah, and if you care.
Yeah, and if you care, if you're awake, if you remember to turn off that alarm, well, just keep snoozing. We'll see you tomorrow.
And as we said, it's a mixed bag. Blinn, A&M, and College Station, yes. Uh-huh. Bryan, no.
So City of Bryan also no?
Yeah, well, the cities are closed. I'm talking school districts.
Oh, except for the garbage people.
Yeah, the sanitation workers.
You know, call them garbage people. They'll leave your garbage on the curb.
There you go. Right. Yeah.
Call them garbage people. It's 6. Let's get on with the birthday.
Okay, fine. Get that engine started. 620. Okay, here we go.
Joanne Worley. Remember? She's the one that went, whoa.
I was over. Somebody do it.
I don't think she did anything like that.
Well, I know. She did it with the... Yeah, with a less of a voice. Yeah. Right. She was on Saturday. Excuse me. I'll be okay. It's Labor Day.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Laughing.
Okay, thank you.
73 years old today. David Alec Coe, the country singer.
Never even called me by my name.
71.
I think that was the second concert I saw.
Was it?
In College Station, Texas, when I moved here to go to college at Texas A&M at the Silt Pond, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
But I had to pay to get in. So.
Well. Oh, excuse me. That's back before, I don't know, somebody hit him in the head and said, let's give away the seats here and see how that works out.
I was just baiting Scott on that was all I was doing.
You.
Okay.
You were going to school when the Silt Pond was here?
Yeah.
God.
Silt Pond's been here a long time.
It has. That's what I was thinking.
That's when it really was a Silt Pond.
Yeah, because I got gray hair. So
that's true. Yeah. Mel McDaniel, the country singer, turned 68 years old today. Roger Waters, Pink Floyd guy, is 67 today. Swoozy Kurtz, the redheaded actress. You know her. She's 66 years old. Jane Curtin, she was from Saturday Night Live.
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Comedian actress is 63 years old today. Jeff Foxworthy, the actor-comedian. Nice fella, too. Had a chance to meet him a few years back. Is 52 years old today.
Kind of a bit of a local secret. He gets his taxidermy done locally. So
does he really?
Yep.
There you are.
Yep.
Does he get a lot of taxidermy done, does he?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to the taxidermist.
But when he does, there he is, right? There you go. Mark Chestnut, any Beaumont boy?
Oh, I tell you, I really like that.
Yeah.
Apparently a pill because his career hadn't taken off like I thought it should have.
Yeah.
He's one of the best.
47.
Concerned. Yeah.
His song, I'll Think of Something, is pretty darn good.
He's got a bunch of them that are good.
But it's been about 20 years.
So. Almost Goodbye was an outstanding song. Anyway.
Rosie Perez, the actress, turns 46 years old today. And,
We got Macy Gray. She's 43. Elizabeth Vargas, the news chick, she'd be 48. And, Foxy Brown, you know.
Really?
Foxy Brown would be 32.
Who is or isn't?
Yeah. And I guess a guy who's made a career, Michael Winslow.
He's out of Making Noise.
Sound effects
and
guy.
And he's been here.
Police Academy. Has he?
Yeah, he did stand up at some local club one night a long time ago.
So did J.J. Jimmy Walker.
Yeah, exactly. I think it may have been the same event.
Woo! All right. There's a has-been tour.